Hello everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Lauren. And if you still remember, yesterday was April Fool's Day. And I thought, only for a second, that Bruno Mars was actually Chris's cousin.
It was a little longer than a second. It was maybe a minute.
Hey, I wasn't that foolish. Okay, anyways, today we're back again and we're going to talk about one of my favorite artists, which is Bruno Mars, 火星人. What did we learn yesterday?
Well, we learned that he didn't give up while trying to achieve his dreams. And not only did he achieve his dreams, which means make them possible or make them a reality, he also was very successful. He won multiple awards.
I know, like Grammy Awards. Okay, well, let's not talk too much about him because we're about to begin our teaching. So let's take a look.
A Man from Mars.
Since Bruno Mars was born in Hawaii to a musical family, he was never shy of being in the spotlight. As a child, Mars performed on stage with the family band. He loved music and knew it would always be a part of his life. Therefore, after high school, Mars moved to California to try his luck at becoming a star. Before making his dreams come true, he wrote songs and lent his vocals to other famous musicians. Shortly after, it was Mars's time to shine. He released his first album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, in 2010. The song, Just the Way You Are, became a global hit. Last year, Mars found equal success with his second album, Unorthodox Jukebox.
Word Power!
Perform. Scott wrote his own song and performed it at the talent show. Scott wrote his own song and performed it at the talent show. Lend. Lent. The dog lent his eyes to the blind man. The dog lent his eyes to the blind man. Hit. Rihanna has many hits on the music charts. Equal. Mom treats my sister and me with equal love. Mom treats my sister and me with equal love.
All right, let's begin this article. Whoa. Since Bruno Mars was born in Hawaii to a musical family, he was never shy of being in the spotlight. Okay, so if you say a musical family, it means that it's a family who actually maybe performs music for a living, or they just like to make music. They like music
a lot.
Now, I also said being in the spotlight. Now, in the spotlight means at the center of attention.
Mm.
So when we say that Bruno was never shy of being in the spotlight, it means he was never shy of being the center of attention with a lot of people looking at him.
Ooh, wow, okay. So 这里一开始的课文用到 since, 但是呢,它有着这个 because, 因为这样的意思, 因为since还有自从的意思, 那在本科是有着因为, 那因为呢,它是出生于这个夏威夷, 的音乐人的世家 musical family. 其实呢 Bruno Mars 呢从来没有就是感到很害羞，什么对什么东西感到很害羞， 就是 being in the spotlight. OK, 原来他小时候常常呢就跟这个他的家族的人一起去表演，所以他当然就不怕这个就是成为关注的焦点。 In the spotlight 就有着出风头，引人注目，或是成为关注的焦点这样的意思。 而 be shy of 就是对什么东西感到很害羞这样子的意思哦。
Would you say that you like being in the spotlight?
I actually don't, but
you don't?
Like, as a teacher, I have to
be in the spotlight.
Yeah, be in the spotlight. And also, I actually give a lot of speeches, so I have to get used to that.
Interesting. Okay, let's continue. As a child, Mars performed on stage with the family band. Okay, so there we see the family band, which tells us how they were a musical family. They had a band. Now, perform, it means to entertain an audience by playing a piece of music, acting in a play, or something similar. Maybe you're singing on stage.
Mm.
Here's an example. Scott wrote his own song and performed it at the talent show. Scott wrote his own song and performed it, which means he sang it at the talent show. Or maybe maybe there was no lyrics. Maybe he just played the guitar.
Maybe.
Piano, but he still performed it.
Exactly. Okay. 所以在 Bruno Mars 呢，小朋友的时候呢，他就跟这个家族的这个 band 就是乐团登台演出哦。那其中的 perform 当然就是指表演啦，演出的意思，它是个动词哦。像是我们的例句就提到这个 Scott， 他写了他的歌，而且并且在这个 talent show 就是才艺表演，就表演这个歌曲啦。Okay， 那常常呢，我们会提到一些像是艺人，我们就会用到 perform 这个字，像是我可以。说 May Day 五月天 will perform songs from their new album. Or I could also say Cher Chen, 就是我很喜欢的陈绮贞 is a wonderful singer who loves to perform before a live audience. 那另外我们常常也会用 performer 来表示这个表演的人，还有 performance， 这是它的名词，就是也是表演的意思啦。
Okay, so back then or.As now,
right.
Bruno knew he loved music and knew it would always be a part of his life.
Oh, okay.
It's good to know, I guess at a young age, what you love and know
exactly.
that it'd be with you forever.
真的，其实要找到你的这个心目中的理想跟梦想，然后还要实现它，真的很难。像是 Bruno Mars， 他从小呢，他就非常爱音乐，而且就知道音乐总会是他人生中非常重要的一部分哦。
Right. Therefore, after high school, Mars moved to California, which is on the west coast in the United States, to try his luck at becoming a star.
Okay, 所以呢，其实他有这样怀着这样的音乐梦嘛，所以他在高中毕业之后呢，就搬到 California， 就是加州，就想说，我想要碰碰运气看看，我可不可以成明星哦。So to try one's luck, could you explain this for us a little bit more?
Yeah, try one's luck. We spell luck L-U-C-K, means to attempt something without knowing if one will be successful. So when he moved to California, he was trying his luck because though we know he is successful right now, he did not know he would become successful. So it was a risk.
所以有时候我们想要说，碰碰运气，就是会用这样的片语，就是 try one's luck at something. 你也可以这样后面接你想要碰什么样的运气，但对他想要当一个明星嘛。Okay, let's continue reading.
Right. Before making his dreams come true, he wrote songs and lent his vocals to other famous musicians. Okay, the word lend is a verb, and we spell lend L-E-N-D. Lend means to give something to someone or allow them to use something that belongs to you, which they have to return to you later. So if I say...Sure, I can lend you my CD, but I'm lending her the CD with the thought that you're going to return it, give it back. Here's an example. The dog lent his eyes to the blind man. So it doesn't mean the dog took out his eyes.
No.
It just means that the dog is looking or seeing for the blind person.
Okay, 所以在课文哦，这个 Bruno 他是在让他这个美梦成真前呢，他写了一些歌曲，并且还怎么样献出他的声音、献身 vocals 给其他有名的 musicians 音乐人，其中的这个 lend 就是表示借 ，OK 这样的意思。那不过注意他的动词三态为 lend, lent, L-E-N-T, lent。 OK， 那像是常常有人会搞错 lend 跟 borrow， 因为其实他们都有中文都有借这个字的翻译。其实 lend 就是借给别人，就是 I will lend you my book。那如果你要向别人借东西，就是说 Can I borrow this book from you？ 就向别人借要用 borrow 这个字。那刚刚 Lee 就是说，那个狗狗把它的眼睛有点像是它在导盲人，是他借给盲人，这样子这个盲人就有方便可以走路啦。 Okay, let's continue reading.
Okay, shortly after, it was Mars's time to shine.
Nice, 而且不久后呢，当然就是 Bruno Mars 他发光发热的时候啦。诶，不过这里我们要先停一下，因为我们英文快通老师要教大家 It is time for somebody to do something 这样的句型到底要怎么用哦。 Let's take a look.
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
嗨，大家好，我是 Celine。 我想大家在生活中应该常常听到一些爱的小叮咛，你是不是该做作业啦？是时候睡觉了吧？中文呢常常听，你有想过英文写出来长什么样子吗？其实呢，这是一个很重要的句型呢。那现在呢，就让我们一起来了解。对某人来说是该做什么事情的时候了，这样的句型吧。 It's time 后面呢加不定词 to be 可以拿来表达现在是做什么的时候，差不多该做某件事咯。像是呢，我今天早上上班之前呢，我的脑子里就对自己说 It is time to get up， 是时候该起床了，不起床就迟到了。相信呢，你有在脑子里对这样自己这样说过吧。To be 呢，我们可以想象成去做什么事情。你可能也会想要把该做这件事的人也放到句子里。那我们该怎么做呢？我们可以把 for 加人的受格放在 to be 前方，以刚刚的 it's time to get up 来说，加上 for me 就会变成 it's time for me to get up。如此一来呢，我们就把该这么做的人说出来了。这句话呢，我们可以翻译成我是时候该起床了。其实你也可以直接用所有格来表达类似的意思哦。例如呢，课文中出现的 It was Mars' time to shine， Bruno Mars 是时候发光发热了。我们可以再看看另外一句例句 It's your time to go to bed， 你是时候该上床睡觉了。我们可以用 s 加 should 加 v 来表达一样的意思哦。方法很简单，我们把表达人的 for somebody 或是 somebody's和不定词都拿掉，改成 s 加 should 加 v。 那刚刚那句 It's your time to go to bed 来说，我们可以把 your 拿掉， to go to bed 也拿掉，改成 It's time you should go to bed。 最后呢，如果你要特别强调差不多是时候，可以加上 about， 就变成呢 It's about time to go to bed。如果要表达正式这个时候，我们可以用 It's high time。 例如呢， It's high time for him to lose some weight， It's high time for him to lose some weight， 他现在呢正是减肥的时候。好，那大家有没有了解正式什么什么的时候的句型了呢？是不是其实也不太难理解，因为中文里我们也有类似的说法呢。下次如果你要说出是时候做某件事情了，不要忘记你知道英文要怎么说哦。 OK, It's time to take a break. 下次见咯，拜拜。
OK, let's continue with the article. He released his first album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, in 2010. Now,
Doo-Wop?
Yeah, Doo-Wop, spelled D-O-O hyphen Wop, W-O-P, Doo-Wop. And it's a style of rhythm and blues that was popularized in the 1950s. It usually has nonsensical syllables, so you might say like, boo-wop-bop-bop-bop-ba-doop-ba. So you just like make noises with your mouth, but they don't mean anything.
Doo-wop.
It's like an expression.
Okay.
Now, hooligan, spelled H-O-O-L-I-G-A-N, is a cool word. Hooligan, though, means a tough and aggressive youth.So like a young person, usually they're kind of violent.
Right.
So you don't want to call someone a hooligan, but it is a nice word to know. I do like the word hooligan. It's fun to say.
Hooligan. Okay, 所以在2010年呢，就 Bruno 发了第一张专辑，就是 Doo-Wops and Hooligans， 就我们中文是翻译为情歌正传。那可能大家就会想说，那 Doo-Wops 到底是什么啊？如果你喜欢听这个西洋的老歌，就知道50年代那种和音的风格，就是有个主唱，旁边有三四个人合唱，然后唱一些可能比较没有意思的音或是歌词，就是让这个歌曲有一种锦上添花啦，就是 shubidubop shubidubop 也没有什么意思嘛，对不对？那再来呢，我们有看到这个 hooligans 是什么呢？其实它就是阿飞啦，就是有这种小流氓不良少年这样子的意思哦。Okay, so, well, next we read the song.
Oh, yes, Just the Way You Are.
Just the Way You Are.
Became a global hit. Okay,、yeah. now, hit means a successful pop song or record. So it's something that people like and listen to a lot. Or if you call the radio station, you're like, please play this song. I think it's a great hit.
Nice.
H-I-T. Here is an example. Rihanna has many hits. On the music charts.
She does. Okay, just the way you are. 大家应该不陌生嘛，就是你现在的样子，或者是在我眼前的你，这首歌成为全球最夯的歌曲。其中的 hit 呢，当我们说 something is a hit， 就是表示这个东西很成功，或是人非常的风行。Okay.那刚刚我们提到是 Rihanna 在音乐的排行榜上有很多的成名歌曲啦。
Right, last year Mars found equal success with his second album, Unorthodox Jukebox. Okay, that's a tongue twister if there ever was one. Now, equal means the same in size, quantity, or value as something else. So if it's equal in success, that means that...It probably sold just as many records、or copies, and probably he won as many awards.
Right.
Now, here's an example. Mom treats my sister and me with equal love.
Okay. 所以去年呢，就 Bruno 就发了第二张专辑，一样也是一样的超成功。Unorthodox Jukebox 很难念，对不对？其实我们中文是翻火星点唱机。那其中的 Unorthodox 是非正统的 ，Jukebox 是有的那种投币式的音乐点唱机。我非常喜欢这个东西哦。那 equal 当然就是相等的这样的意思哦。Alright, that's it for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap up.
Sounds good. Alright, well, that's all for today's article.
Hey, you know, when I first listened to that song, Just the Way You Are, I couldn't get it out of my head. It's
right,
like
an earworm.
I know, earworm. I'm going to teach that word. Earworm 就是有一种歌你听了之后，然后就觉得说，我怎么每天都好像挥之不去，这种催脑洗脑歌，就是 earworm, 要把它记起来。Remember that word, it's so cute.
就
是耳朵里的虫子。Okay, that's it for today.
Right.
Article, we'll see you tomorrow, right? We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, with our last day of Bruno Mars.
Leo. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
They're killing the goose that lays the golden egg by selling the company.
They're killing the goose that lays the golden egg by selling the company.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。中文里我们常使用与动物相关的俚语或成语，例如鸡飞狗跳、虎头蛇尾都是常见的例子。而英文也常利用动物的特性来衍生出俚语，通常这些俚语都相当生活化，同学们不妨多多学习，让英语学习也可以变得很有趣哦。今天要介绍的俚语是 Kill the goose that lays the golden egg。 按照字面上来看，是指杀死一只会生金蛋的鹅。会生金蛋的鹅就像是我们中文里金鸡母或是摇钱树的意思，如果你把它杀了，那么这只金鸡母不就再也无法替你带来财富了吗？所以 kill the goose that lays the golden egg 就有杀鸡取卵、断绝财路的意思，通常是指一个人过分贪婪下所造成的后果。那么我们来看一下今天的句子， They're killing the goose that lays the golden egg by selling the company，意思是说，出售这家公司的行径就有如杀鸡取卵。他们把这家公司卖掉了，这么做就好像拿掉公司的摇钱树。这个英文俚语的叙述是不是很传神呢？最后，请同学跟我们复习一次今天的句子。 They're killing the goose that lays the golden egg by selling the company. A plus 小群，我们下次见喽 ，Bye.
They're killing the goose that lays the golden egg by selling the company.
They're killing the goose that lays the golden egg by selling the company.
A man from Mars.
Since Bruno Mars was born in Hawaii to a musical family, he was never shy of being in the spotlight. As a child, Mars performed on stage with the family band. He loved music and knew it would always be a part of his life. Therefore, after high school, Mars moved to California to try his luck at becoming a star. Before making his dreams come true, he wrote songs and lent his vocals to other famous musicians. Shortly after, it was Mars's time to shine. He released his first album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, in 2010. The song, Just the Way You Are, became a global hit. Last year, Mars found equal success with his second album, Unorthodox Jukebox. Perform. Perform. Scott wrote his own song and performed it at the talent show. Scott wrote his own song and performed it at the talent show. Lend. Lend. Lend, lent, lent. The dog lent his eyes to the blind man. The dog lent his eyes to the blind man. Hit. Hit. Rihanna has many hits on the music charts. Rihanna has many hits on the music charts. Equal. Equal. Mom treats my sister and me with equal love. Mom treats my sister and me with equal love.